My dear friends, the subject of my discourse is entitled, Do Married Men Make the Best Husbands? I feel that I'm in a position to converse intelligently on this subject because I happen to be a married man myself. I'm not bragging about it, understand, nor do I wish to say anything against marriage, not being a profane man as a rule. Furthermore, I'm really very, very happy. Why, I'm married 4 years, and I'm so happy it doesn't seem like more than 12. And I'll tell you why. It's because we get along so beautifully, my wife and I. Why, only 2 nights ago, we were sitting in the parlor, and I held her hand for 3 hours. If I'd have let go, she'd have killed me. It's a funny thing how I came to meet my wife. One of those romantic seaside affairs. I was introduced to her by a chap to whom I owed $5. Now he'll never get it. Of course, he knew I would never pay him back while I was conscious, so in order to get square with me, he introduced me to this female dreadnought. We got to be very friendly. Every day we went in bathing together, and that's what started this whole thing. One day, she got out a little too far. Of course, I don't want to stand here and pose as a hero, modesty forbids, but if I hadn't been there at the critical moment to jump in after her, she would have perished miserably. Funny thing, too, my father saved my mother from drowning, and I think I know now why he never wanted me to take swimming lessons. It wasn't that I didn't love the girl. I did. I loved every bone in her head. I'll tell you why. In the first place, she came of a very aristocratic family, one of her uncles being a retired bank president. The judge retired him for 10 years. And another thing, she was a very, very pretty girl. She had the prettiest teeth I ever saw. They were beautiful, both of them. Really, she had three, but one was back so far you couldn't see it, so I'm not counting that. Well, anyway, having saved this woman's life, I decided that I would propose to her and get married. They do that in the books, and I was out of work anyway. So I picked out a nice evening for the terrible deed. When I rang the bell, she met me at the door with a smile spread all over her beautiful map. I had a little bouquet of flowers in my hand, some lilies of the alley. Those were just to pave the way. I handed her the bouquet, and with my voice just choking with emotion and love and buttermilk, I said to her, Kitten. I called her Kitten till we were married 9 days, and then she got her eyes open. Kitten, I said, will you marry me? She said, yes, I don't care what becomes of me. So the next day I called on her father to get his consent to the marriage, because the marriage of a daughter is always a big event to a father. Sometimes it gets him a home. He was a very nice old gentleman. We had been boozing friends. I liked him because he was a well-educated man, very fine musician, undoubtedly the greatest soup whistler I ever heard. You ought to hear him whistle a tomato obbligato. Well, the morning I called on him, he was a bit out of sorts, because when I said to him with my usual politeness, I said, Mr. Dingbat, I want to marry your daughter, and I came to you to get your consent to the marriage. He said to me, what will you do if I refuse my consent to this marriage? Whereupon I replied, if you refuse your consent, there is only one thing I can and will do. I will simply take your daughter away from you, and you will never, never see her again. So he refused. I took her over to the minister's house. We were united in the holy bunk of matrimony. This minister was a lovely old gentleman. I didn't want to offend him by offering him a few dollars for having married us. So I showed him how to fix his gas meter so it wouldn't register. And now, my dear friends, trusting this little discourse will serve as a proper warning to prospective Benedict, I bid you a very polite good night.